Welcome back to Let's Get Local here. Final segments for you of our show this Saturday. Again, great show here. Great to talk with Dan at the Chocolate Caper and Kickback Cafe. Just heard from Victoria and Community Shares. The workplace giving campaign's happening right now. Could be in your workplace. Check into it. And if not, you can go right to communityshares.com to learn more and make a difference right here in our community. And now we have an opportunity to talk with Brittany over at Ula Eyewear and learn more about that wonderful local business. So, Brittany, thanks for taking time to talk with us today here on Let's Get Local, the Dane by Local radio show. How are you?
I'm great. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So, Brittany, Ula Eyewear, tell people more about it and what makes you unique.
We are an optical shop in Hilldale Shopping Center. We have been around for 23 years now. We just celebrated our 23rd anniversary, which I'm very proud of. We primarily sell frames that are independent from other independent businesses, smaller companies. We like to get the handcrafted and handmade frames. So we have a mix of very artsy, cool, but also classic frames. And just proud to work with other small independent businesses instead of the big box.
I love that, the fact that you have so many, you know, locally sourced frames or frames that are not just mass produced like that. But also it's unique, right? I think when people wear glasses, they have to, you know, one of the things about wearing glasses, it's a way to accent or express yourself a little bit. And clearly looking at the frames you guys offer, you give people opportunities to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. That is what we are fantastic at. I pride myself in that. We go through a lot of training, and we're looking at people's. We're talking to them about what they do, their personality, their coloring. You know what, how they want to be seen to the world, and then it's narrowing down, finding that perfect frame or two frames. Maybe three, and getting them everything they need so they not only feel good and look good, they have that confidence through what they're wearing and also their vision as well. So we have probably around, I was trying to calculate this morning, we have about 11 frame lines, and each of those lines are maybe about 40. So what is that, 500-ish? I can't do my math when I'm live on the radio.
It's quite an assortment of frames, Brittany. Talking with Brittany Graber over at Ula Eyewear. Again, you can find them in Hilldale. Brittany, you talked about the history of the business, 23 years now. That's pretty incredible. Obviously, you're doing something right, but what do your customers tell you? What kind of feedback do you get from customers about why they come back and why they come to you in the first place?
We have a lot of repeat customers from over the years, and it's because we really take care of people. We get to know them. They become family to us. We take our time, and we educate people and give them all the options and help them make the decision to what's going to work best for them. And it's really the sale is not, doesn't just end when they pick up their glasses once they're finished. It's ongoing. We're there for any, you know, tune-ups on their frames, any challenges they may have. We'll always back you. You need new nose pads, even anyone, if they haven't gotten it from us, we're there to take care of you. So I really believe giving back to the community and helping others, and I feel like that really shows through our service.
So one thing, I used to wear glasses, Brittany, and I used to be notorious for picking out frames that did not work well with my face. So if you have someone that was like me who just couldn't figure out, they saw a pair of glasses, like you see the pair of glasses, you think, man, that looks great. And then you want to wear that, but it doesn't work for your face. Someone who doesn't have maybe a strong preference or opinion in terms of how that works, or a good way of looking at that. Are you able to give them guidance? Could you have helped me back in the day when I needed to wear glasses?
Absolutely.
Okay,
yes.
Good.
We love doing that. We take our time, we walk around the store as we're talking to you, and we'll pull frames here and there, and then we'll just sit down and kind of go through them, why we think they would work best. We have you pick out some frames too that you like, so we can understand what you gravitate towards. And then we just go through and talk about each one as you put them on, and if you like it, if you don't, and why we like it and why we think it would work well for you. And ultimately at the end, it's your decision, but we really want to guide you. If we think something really doesn't work or look great, we're like, you know, you get whatever you want. We support that, but we think this other frame would work better. So that's kind of how we do things. We gently give that nudge to maybe something else would work better.
Yeah, it's always good to offer another similar option that fits the person's desire or want, and then but it fits their face better, which I needed. I wanted kind of like Harry Potter style glasses at one point, and they just didn't work on my face, and nobody told me that. No one had the heart to tell me, and I really wish they would have. Anyway, I should have went to you.
Sorry.
Learning my way. Brittany, about your organization as well too, in the business, Ula Eyewear, I'm really impressed looking at some of the additional things you do when you look at your story and the way you give back. So tell people about some of your initiatives, how you give back to the community, how you give back within your field to help others around the world.
Yeah, giving back is really important to me. I feel that's how it brings us all together, and we can support one another, helping other small businesses too. We raise money in the store by doing repairs for free. We don't ask for any, we don't charge for them, but we ask in return, if you want to donate a dollar, great, to either the Dane County Humane Society, Combat Blindness, and we've also started working with the River Food Pantry. So it's great, because over the year, you know, that can add up to the $500, and that's just, it's small, but it every little bit helps. And then probably about five times a year when we do events, we'll have some proceeds benefit those organizations too. Anything we can do to really give back, we do. We also sell a frame line called Reframed, which we came up with. We take in gently used frames, we refurbish them, and then we sell them at a lower price point, but they're great quality frames. And for every sale, we donate money for a child to get vision tested.
I love that. I love repurposing the frames also, and doing something more with that. I think that's fantastic. What a great initiative. Now, is that something unique to Ula Eyewear? Did you come up with that?
Yes, I did. Thank you.
Awesome.
I was pretty proud of myself when I figured that out. I love, we have so much in this world and so much extra, and it's nice to be able to be kind of sustainable and think about our world, the bigger picture. And that was one way that I thought, you know, we could give people great frames at a lower price and also help our world. So.
Love it. Reframed at Ula Eyewear. Again, they're in the Hilldale Shopping Center on North Midvale Boulevard. Brittany, you're open 10 to 7 p.m., 10 a.m. to 7 p.m., Monday through Saturday, and then Sundays 11 to 6. People, of course, can also contact you on the web. What kind of stuff do you guys do on socials? Do you have a lot of fun on socials with all those frames and all that stuff?
We really try. I mean, we're a really fun group. I think everyone should come visit us if you just want a laugh and a little entertainment. We try to have fun. That's the biggest thing. You know, glasses can be a scary thing for a lot of people, and we really try to make it a good time. So, that's what we're here for. Social is big for us. I think that's a great way to get across to our customers. And coming up, we actually have our Donate and Save event, which is mid-November through the end of this year. And if you bring in a gently used pair of glasses or a bag of non-perishable food items, we give you up to $100 off your order.
Fantastic. That's Brittany Graber over at Ula Eyewear. Check him out at Hilldale And you can find them also at ulaeyewear.com. Brittany, thanks for your time, and thanks for telling us about Ula Eyewear today.
Thank you so much for having me.
Well, that's another edition of Let's Get Local. It went by fast. Dan Donahue, Brittany at Ula Eyewear, Victoria with Community Shares, and of course, Dane by Local. Check them out at danebylocal.com to learn more. You're listening to Devil Radio, sponsored by Evolution Financial and SUPEC. Catch you next week.